So a lot of people ask me, what is integral theory? It sounds very complex, and in fact it is. It is a meta theory, gives a very comprehensive picture of human existence, and it's built on the idea of looking at four fundamental perspectives of looking at human existence. And it's really derived from superimposing two bifurcations of how we actually observe the world. So one is inside outside, and the other one is singular plural. So when you put these two together, what you get is that famous map of the integral model, which was created by Ken Wilber. And what you'll see is the four quadrants, which is the basic map, which in the upper left has the singular and inside perspective. In the lower left, it has the plural and inside perspective. And then on the other side, upper right, the singular and outside, and lower right, plural and outside. So what does that then mean? So in terms of research perspectives and in terms of what is it that we're looking for through these four perspectives, you would have the upper left you would call subjective. So that's the interior individual. That's what's inside your mind, your inside your head. In the upper right perspective, it would be the objective, the exterior of the individual. So here we are looking at what people do. It's a behavioral view, very different from looking at what's inside your mind and perhaps as a scientist measuring it in various ways, right? In the lower quadrants, in the lower left, the intersubjective or interior collective view is really how we as a group, you and I, larger groups, culture, how we create meaning together. So it could be a classroom culture or it could be an organizational
culture. But that would
culture.
Be situated in that lower left
Yes,
corner.
lower left, definitely. And then in the lower right, this is the kind of the up-and-coming quadrant in terms of where research is going. That's the systems quadrant. It would be called the exterior collective. But it's the quadrant that talks about systems theory, complexity, using big data. It's generally not where individuals would figure. This is larger than that.
So now your area of research, does it look at any one of those particular boxes
Oh
or
no,
look
you
at the
have
whole
to look at it
model?
together. You have to look at it together.
So then explain to me how integral theory falls into what it is that you research.
Okay, so any research problem that you pick up, if you're going to look at it through the integral model, then you have to be prepared to do transdisciplinary research.
Now, let me stop you there because I've certainly heard multidisciplinary, I've heard interdisciplinary, I have heard transdisciplinary. Are they different? Are they the same? How can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. So the terms multi and interdisciplinary are sometimes kind of used interchangeably, but generally, the multidisciplinary idea was you have one problem and you have one discipline that actually is looking at that problem, but asking somebody from another discipline to contribute. But the main perspective
Is coming
is
from
from
one
that one.
place.
Yeah.
Got it.
The interdisciplinary is you still have that one problem, and you have researchers from two disciplines. They each do their research and then they put it together. The transdisciplinary, this is where it gets kind of messy, very messy, because you will have the problem defined from each discipline. So therefore, you may have, four problems.
Sure, many, many areas.
Yes. And the The work is kind of interrelated. It's all happening at the same time, so that findings from one discipline may impact on something that the researcher from the other discipline is doing, and their findings may impact. And so it goes back and forth. So it's called crisscrossing, etc. In the integral model, my students and I call it the quadrants talking to each other.
Okay, so this is something that you're focusing on in the Workland School of Education.
Yes.
So is there a course? Are there classes? Can you give a little bit of description about what's being done here in this area?
Yes. We started actually in the MEd specialist program with two cohorts. And those finished successfully, and students actually did research projects using the integral model. And then we spearheaded a project to develop an EdD cohort in integral model, or in integral theory, with Dr. Brent Davis. And we are very successful with this cohort. We have by June 2017, 10 students will have completed successfully their research and their doctorates, which is really quite amazing. In terms of my overall students that I've taught integral theory to and who have used it as in their theses, that would be 17 students so far that have a doctoral and both PhD and EdD who have successfully defended their theses using that model.
So clearly this is an area for researchers, a place that research is moving into and is becoming more and more popular. So if somebody wants to know how to be involved and to learn more about integral theory and how it fits into the Workland School of Education and our programs, is there some place specific they can go to learn more?
Yes, we do have a pretty good description in under the curriculum.
And that would be in the grad website page,
yes,
which would be www.workland.ucalgary.ca/GPE. And they should be able to find the information there?
Absolutely. There's lots there. And as you say, it is an up-and-coming approach and well worth investigating.